Strange Adventure.
Curly Dodge sat in his office and cursed the day the citizens of Cottonwood had elected him marshal by acclamation. He was a peace-loving man, and the wild and lawless elements that pervaded the mining town had caused him to have to masquerade as a gunfighter, a role he hated. So far, Curly's chores have been fairly tame, arresting local hoodlums for minor crimes and quietening down self-styled bad men when they got too drunk. But he had heard that Blackie Sawyer and his outlaw gang were in the neighborhood, and he dreaded the day he would have to face them. Not that he was a coward. He just didn't like the odds against him. He was thinking the situation over when the Overland stage pulled up outside his door. He went outside to check on the incoming passengers. Four people alighted from the dust-covered stagecoach. Three of them he recognized as local townspeople. The fourth was a stranger to Cottonwood. He was a tall, hefty man wearing an odd assortment of dude and western clothes and a tall beaver hat. Swinging easily at his hips were well-filled twin holsters. He might be a gambler, a salesman, or a hired killer. That evening, Curly Dodge was standing at the end of the bar of the Silver Dollar when the swinging doors parted and a dozen roughly dressed, heavily bearded men entered. One of them banged on the bar with the butt of his revolver.
Hey, drinks for the boys and be quick about it.
The bartender poured drinks for the new customers, then moved unnoticed to the side of the marshal.
Say, there might be trouble, Marshal. That's Blackie Sawyer and his gang.
Just then the doors parted again, and the stranger with the beaver hat walked over to the bar. He spotted the marshal and sauntered toward him. There was a cold menace in his voice as he spoke.
Hello, Dodge. So you're the new marshal of this town, are you? Curly Dodge, the town tamer of the West. Let's drink to the poor departed souls that put the notches on your gun.
The marshal shook his head and stepped toward the big man.
Listen, Evers, I'm warning you. I ran you out of Abilene and Wichita, and I'll run you out of here if you start any trouble.
Evers started toward the door, then whirled to face Curly Dodge. His hand dropped to his side and swept up with a revolver. He dropped to his knees and fired at the peace officer. A whiskey glass on the bar shattered as the bullet barely missed its mark. The customers sought refuge behind tables and chairs or leaped through the open window as the gun battle flamed across the room. Dodge drew and fired, and Evers staggered back, then crumpled to the floor motionless.
Pete, help me get him over to the jail.
A few minutes later, after Pete had departed, two men sat in Dodge's office laughing over the scene that had just taken place.
Well, Bill, you got here just in time to help me out of an embarrassing situation. I've had to pretend to be a gunfighter. Our stunt tonight helped me establish that reputation.
His companion laughed.
See, I left home the same day I got your letter. It's been a long time since we used to do this little act in the old Carnival Wild West show, hadn't it?
This is Pat McGee in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Tiger Shark, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.